We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 17 lines from the top. Eisve, Rav Shimon Omer, Im lo yispika ligvois ad shemeis ha'af. So now we're asking a kasha on this Rabba. Rabba just told us that it's considered mamon after omon, but didn't even legavi Yerusha. Not even legavi Yerusha is considered mamon. And the problem is we have a big problem from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, and lo yispika ligvois ad shemeis ha'af rein shalatzma, that if there's an onis mafata, they went to Bezdin said, you are chai 50 shkolim, and bois v'gam is another $300, you owe her $350, and the father dies before he paid. Who does the Rusha go to? Harein shalatzma, belongs to her. Does not go to the brothers. They're not going to the brothers. Mom and Hava, this is talking about the knas, not talking about bois v'gam. Talking about the knas. Goes to her, the knas. If we say that it's mamun after the Paschal and Bezdin, that's mamun. Why does it go to her? The Achim by Mahavis, be like the Achim. Rabbi, you just said that if it's Amad Bin, it's called mamun. Fear of Shimon, you're saying that. The question was Fear of Shimon. Tell me Fear of Shimon is called mamun.
What is it with this time, the Bishus?
What?
What is it with this Bishus?
No, but I'm just saying the Knas. What's the word Knas here?
In the Mishnah.
What? In the Mishnah?
It's talking about everything.
Because the word is you're not Meirish, Schus, Zachsloy, Taira, Bita. You're not Meirish, Schusim, for the Bita. You're not Meirish that to your daughter. But here, Omer Medin already, it's more than just a Schus, Bita. The look is. Right. Okay. So, good question. So, you're saying, Menei Bey, you have to say Nupshat, you're saying.
Yeah.
You have to say Nupshat. Oh, yeah, good question. So, that's a good question. But, yeah. Dr. Gemara, I'm not even sure if it's true. Maybe that doesn't go last. I'm not even sure that's true. Who that goes to? I'm not sure about that. Who, even the fear of Shimon, is it only going on Knas or is it going on everything? I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not 100% sure. It's a good question. We have to look into that. Like upon him, because even the Gemara's drasha is only on the Knas. We'll see in a second. So that was a question. What was the question? Let's repeat the question again. That Rabba says that it's mamon. Let's say we're talking about Knas. We're going to focus on Knas. Rabbi says, "Consider Mamun Legavi Merch." And here we have a Kasha. The Shimon says, "No, it goes La'atzma." So Chayes go to the brothers. Amarava, Hom Milsa Kashoyi Be Rabbi Rav Yosef Esetat Hashnun. Rabbi Rav Yosef had this question for 22 years, Vlay Ifrik, and it was not answered. Adi Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha. We know that Rabbi and Rav Yosef were both lived at the same time, and it was a question which be Rosh Shiva. The Ma'aseh Rabbi came to Rosh Shiva, and after he died, Rav Yosef became the Rosh Shiva. Now, Rabba was considered the Charif, and Rav Yosef was considered the Eikah Harim. Rabba was considered the Charif and the Eikah Harim, and Rav Yosef was considered the Baal Shmuas. He was called the Sinai. So Rabba was considered the sharper one. And Lamaisa, Rabba was Rosh Shiva first. There's a whole sugya about this at the end of Masechtas Haris and Brachas also. And Lamaisa, Rabba became the Rosh Shiva first, and then afterwards Rav Yosef. So after Rabba died, that is a question of 22 years. After Rabbi Darius came Rosh Shiva, right when he came Rosh Shiva, he thought of his tarots. In order, Hashem did this in order that he should get a good status as being a very sharp Rosh Shiva. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Esav Tarot Shnim, Le Ifrik, was not answered. The Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha, told Rav Yosef came Rosh Shiva, Upirkan, he answered. What did he answer? Shani Yosef, Makra, Benosana Ish, Hashoychev Ima Lavia Naira, Chamishim Kesef. Talking about Chamishim Kesef, the apostle. That says, Benosana Ish. From Loshen V'Nosan, it only became the father's only Meshas Tesina. V'chikama Rabba M'mayna Havel Rishu Levonov B'shar Knosses, by other Knosses, after Amida within his Mamun. Masha Enkein, by the Knas of Oynes Mefata, there it's different, there is a Din Tesina. There is a Din Tesina, and there Amar B'din when I help. Because that's V'darshan from the Pasuk V'Nosan. Freit the Gemara, V'darshan V'Nosan, I'll tell you all the knas goes to Darshan V'Nosan. El me'at gabi eved, t'chsev kesef shkol, shloshim shkol v'yitin la'adoinov, ha'chi nami, lo'yzichsev ter la'odin, ha'mashas asin, it says yitin. So the Gemara, no, yitin l'chod v'nosan l'chod. Yitin and nosan is different. Like Rashi explains, yitin ma'ashma l'shon tzivuy. So ma'ashma, I'm commanding you to give it. Well, but v'nosan's ma'ashma, dova nosan kvar, that you gave it already. Yitin's ma'ashma, like, it's constant. Just give. So v'nosan's mashma that you gave it already, and that's when it goes to the father, only after it's in a sinah. So Akaponim, who is saying that really it's mamon, but regarding kenas is different. That's what we're touching over here. Zot the Gemara Vayter Yochi Tamaloy Mevikiches Tamalosim Boyolei. When the brisa on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph is bringing down that regards to Oshem Gezelos, it's not Mamoin. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk V'kichesh, L'chayra, to bring down regarding Onis Mefat, the Pasuk V'nosan, which is even a stronger Lashon, that there it's not Mamoin, basically, it's not considered Mamoin until you actually give it. So why the Pasuk say V'kichesh there on those three items, on Onis Mefat, Shem V'ayin, and Shem V'nosan? Which is probably the kasha, that kind of the Rashi asks kasha. Maybe v'kichesh going because the other things, because eved and sheva ayin, there has said v'kichesh. And Menasa, I want to work on that. But somehow the Gemara's kasha is that regards to Onis Mefata, in order to show that it does not belong at all to the father until the actual nasina, to say Menasa by it. Amarava ki itch v'kichesh ki going in a case going to amda bedin ubagro. The case was by Onis Mefata they were amad bedin. She became a begeris. Now, under them becomes a begeris. It goes to the father, umesa, and then she died. The hasam, now under the din ubagra, according to Rab Shimon, is a different halacha. What's the din of under the din ubagra? According to Rab Shimon, if there was a midah din and then she became a begeris, she gets the money. Not like Tanakama, fear of Shimon, she gets the money. Then she dies before she actually got the money. She died. So does the father get it now? The father's yaris the daughter. So does the father get it now? The hasam kika yaris avia mina no the daka yaris. There the father is yarisher. So there we need the pasuk v'kichesh to say there's no din asham gezelos. Why not? Because it has a din knas ikre knas. So again, we have a question. Why did it bring the pasuk v'kichesh on? It's the fact of being a nasan. Teretz is there's certain cases where you need v'kichesh. Why? Because certain cases where there would be a Yerusha there, in a case where it's going to the daughter already. Where it's going to the daughter already and she dies, there is no din that she can't be married. After mother din, it's mamon. She could be married. No Xeris Kosovinosan gave the girl herself. So there, the chiddush is that there the father's getting Yerusha. There's no v'kichesh there because there it's ikroy knas. Like the Gemara speaks out of Ihachi. Yotzu el shem knas mamon who this kasha is really belongs before. If we zetzdain the brisa on the bottom of the base of the alpha amma din, so l'chayra it's mamon. If it's mamon, why is it yotzu el shem knas? It's mamon already. So our answers amar nachma yitzchak yotzu el shem ikra knas. These are excluded because they're ikra knas from this pasuk. They're all called ikra knas. So let's gemara vayta one more essay on this discussion. We're going on Rabbah. Rabbah, remember, says that it's a din of mamoin regarding Yerusha, and he agrees that Gabi Oshem Gzeil is not, but Gabi Yerusha is considered mamoin. Ezra Shimon. Ezra says in our Mishnah, Shimon Paiter, Shein Misham Knas Apiatzmai. Rabbi Shimon says, you know why you Paiter in our Mishnah for. Not our Mishnah. The Mishnah. This Mishnah is not our Mishnah. This Mishnah is the Mishnah in Shavuos. You know why you potter by Oshem Gezelis? He says, you know why? Because she'in the Misham Knas Piyatsmei. Remember, we said Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanon. What's the Tviyah? Is the Tviyah for the Knas or the Tviyah for the Vayis Begam? So Rabbi Shimon says, if the Tviyah is for the Knas, is the Oshem Gezelis. Why? Because his potter is made of a Knas. The problem is, we said Rabbi Shimon even holds there's no Oshem Gezelis even by Omer Vedin. So what is he talking about? There you do pay a piyatsma. There's no moed of knas potter. So it's a kasha on a whole sugya till now. The whole sugya is just established that the halacha is that if there's already a midah b'din, still there's no awesome gzeilus. And from Rav Shimon's words in the Mishnah and Shavuos, it's only because moed of knas potter. So Mar says you're right. Rav Shimon with the vrei and the rabbanon kamalu. Lididi afgav the omer b'din rachmana patre mevekichesh. Fimi, even if the Om Badin, the Rechmana said your potter, you know why? The Kichesh Ba Misai, all those cases are all things that are Mamain, and this thing is Ikarik Nas. That's what I hold. So even Om Badin, your potter for Ashwag Zalas. Ella the Chul, for you, Oidulimia, you have to be made to me, Hechad Lo Amad Badin, Hechad Lo Amad Badin, if a case where you are Amad Badin, that you should be, Hechad Lo Amad Badin, Dikotava Knasakotava. You have to mind to me. I don't even know there's no Ashok Zales. But you have to mind to loyal of Adin, the Kotava, Knasa Kotava, asking for Knas, or Moyd of Knas Potter. So how can you say that I'm being Tavea money to you if you say, yes, I am Chayv, you Potter? Rabbanan Savri, no. He katava, boishes v'gam katava. You're being tevea, boishes v'gam, like we spoke out when we learned that Mishnah. He's being tevea, boishes v'gam. Mark Smith, Machlekes, Michael Mifki, Omra Papa, Rabbanan Sava, when you're asking for money, like Shavak and Ashmita the kids, taught me like kids. When you're asking for money, something that's a short shot, 50 shkolim you owe me, that's what I asked for. Boishes v'gam is figuring it out, maybe there's no boishes, worthless, not worthless, he doesn't want to ask for that. Rabbanan Savri, Shavak and Ashmita the chi moideva le miftar, Rabban said, no, you're going to ask for your teveya something, your teveya mamun, which you're not going to be part of your moida. You're not going to be part of it. But Mashenkin here, if you ask for a knas, if he's moida boy, he'll be part of it, so you're not going to be teveya that. Therefore, you're being teveya by Shavagam. So that's machlekes, Rav Shimon the Rabbanon, aside machlekes. But there's another machlekes also. Even if it's Amad Bedin, what's the halacha? Is there Asham Gzelis or not? According to Rabbanon, there is no Asham, there is Asham Gzelis, because that's Pashat. Even lying with him because tevei abayis v'gam, but Amar Bedin, Rav Shimon holds even Amar Bedin where it's mamon already from the pasuk there is a kosev it says there all the things it says v'kadar and sumas yod gezel asher kazamisa those is all mamon only those things are chayiv. Masha enkein the knas is not chayiv according to Rav Shimon.